Welcome to Debriefing the Law Daily Update. Today is November 25th, 2020, and this is what's happening. Well, tomorrow is Turkey Day. I already have my birds in the briner getting ready to smoke for the big day. You know, life does not get better than Thanksgiving. Incredible food, football, family. That is, of course, unless you're the turkey. Turns out, not the best day for Big Bird. But thankfully, pun intended, but some turkeys will be spared because of our bizarre, odd tradition of the presidential turkey pardon. I mean, how cruel is this tradition? We as a nation will kill, cook, and eat millions of birds tomorrow, but one lucky turkey will get a pardon? I mean, who will he play with after Thursday? He may be pardoned, but his friends are all dead. It seems to me the vegetarian lobby has grown a little bit too powerful there in D.C. Well, yesterday, Trump exercised his pardon power during a Rose Garden event, granting the turkey named Corn a full pardon. He then pardoned Corn's buddy, Cobb. Yeah, Husker fans everywhere, they're loving the free publicity. Well, let's look at the presidential pardon power. Now, the pardon powers of the president are based on Article 2 of the United States Constitution, Section 2, Clause 1, which states that the president shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. Now, I don't know what crime Corn or his buddy Cobb committed against the United States, but they are now free to roam the country. Just for your own safety, I would suggest staying away from my neck of the woods. Yeah, it turns out I have a little bit of room left in the smoker, and I hate to wait grill space. All right, also soon to be free to roam the country is former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Reports out of the White House are that before Trump leaves office, Flynn will be getting his own pardon for his alleged role in obstructing the FBI's investigation into Russian interference. Although Flynn had pled guilty in that case, the prosecution came under fire recently for engaging in the old perjury trap for Flynn. Now, the perjury trap, it's just not reserved for marriage. It's a real tactic used to get people to say and confess to things they otherwise would not. Now, here's how it works. You try to get the person to lie about a peripheral matter, maybe taxes, maybe his personal life, whatever, because a lie during an investigation about any topic is a federal crime. And you can then use that lie, that crime, to leverage a confession or a statement. Now, in Flynn's case, recently released FBI documents show a plot to get Flynn to lie. The email said, hey, what is our goal? Truth? Admission? Or to get him to lie so that we can prosecute him or get him fired? I say, follow Mark Twain's advice. He said, the beauty of telling the truth is you don't have to remember a darn thing. Now that I am approaching 50, I see the wisdom there. I couldn't even tell you what I had for breakfast yesterday morning. But nonetheless, that is our update for November 25th, 2020. Have a great Thanksgiving, especially you, Big Bird.